And major developments this morning in Austin, Texas, where police say the man responsible for a series of deadly bombings blew himself up early this morning inside his vehicle as a SWAT team closed in. The man has been identified as 23-year-old Mark Anthony Condit. Interim Police Chief Brian Manley said today that residents should not let their guard down, even though the suspect is dead.
We still need to remain vigilant to ensure that no other packages or devices have been left through the community. So as we go through the day today, we want the community to remain vigilant. We do not know where he has been in the past 24 hours. And again, if you see something that looks suspicious, if you see something that's out of place, if you see something that gives you concern, call 911 and let us know.
Reporter Matt Largie is covering this story for KUT in Austin. Matt, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Sounds like a very dramatic end to a story that's been developing now for 19 days. What happened in those final moments?
So what we know was early this morning, police confronted the suspect. They confronted him in his vehicle. As they did that, he began to drive away, and police pursued him. He drove into a ditch along the highway here, and as police approached his vehicle, he detonated a bomb, and at the same time, police also fired their weapons at him, and ultimately he died.
So police have said over the last 24 hours or so that they were actually able to get a lot more evidence on this suspect. The case sort of picked up momentum because he was seen on security video dropping off one of those packages at a FedEx store. What else have we learned about the suspected bomber? Anything?
So we do know a few things. I mean, details are still pretty sketchy at this point. He was 23 years old. He lived in an Austin suburb called Pflugerville, lived not too far away from his parents. Mm. He was homeschooled as a child. He went to the local community college for several years, did not graduate. We know that he worked at a semiconductor company. And beyond that, we don't know a whole lot about him.
Right. So in those bombs were considered to be pretty advanced. Anything so far in his background to suggest why he'd have the expertise to build them?
Well, the only thing that we could tell is that he did have some exposure to electronics working at a semiconductor company.
Yeah.
But beyond that, we're just still not sure.
Well, we heard your police chief there warning people to stay vigilant. Even though the suspect is dead, they don't know where he was over the last 24 hours or so. There could still be a bomb that he placed somewhere before he died. What are people thinking about that? I mean, is there still this idea that that this isn't over?
I get the sense from people that people do feel some sense of relief. However, officials are not feeling that same relief. Mm. It still feels like things are very much on edge here. I know here a short time ago, I went outside of my office here. We work next to the University of Texas campus, and there were officers with bomb-sniffing dogs going around the campus. Just as they said, when I asked them, just kind of a heightened level of vigilance. Nothing to worry about here, but just trying to be take precautions.
And again, I know we're at the stage of an investigation where we still have so many questions, but obviously people are wondering about a motive here. There were some ideas that this could have been racially motivated at the very beginning, but it seems like people have backed off that after, as we've seen the makeup of some of the victims. Any idea about motive?
No, police still are not saying or do not know what the motive is. I do know that right now they are searching his home in Pflugerville outside of Austin, and so they may find some clues as to what the motive was when they do that.
Matt, just finally, this was obviously it was a nightmare for the community there. Very tense times. You mentioned there's a feeling of relief. I mean, just talk more about that.
Well, I get the sense that people were, you know, they were waiting for this to happen. They were in effect waiting for the next bomb to come. Mm-hmm. In fact, last night there was what turned out to be a false alarm.
Yeah.
There was a small explosion at a Goodwill store.
Okay.
That turned out to be not connected, but people are very relieved now.
All right, Matt Largie, KUT, thanks so much.
You're welcome.